Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspiration. We will actually hear about the glorious passing of a great Vaishnava called Bhakta Kavi Gopal Krishna. When the poet was 78 years old, it was the year 1862. On the day where he left this world, he first completed his morning devotional activities. He got up at the scheduled time, took his bath, and then did his little worship, and then recited the Maha Mantra on his Japa Mala. Like every other day, he sat in the perfect Padmasan pose, and then interrupted his japa briefly to write his last poem. In this poem, he describes his meditation about his eternal spiritual form and how he wishes to enter the eternal Nitya Vrindavan. I will read to you his poem in English. Bhakta Kavi Gopal Krishna writes, on the day of his departure, if I receive my spiritual body given by Sri Gurudev, then I will go with that body to the spiritual world, and I will stand near to Radhakund. I will be so thrilled as I arrive that I pay my humble respects, and tears of joy and happiness will come out of my eyes. As I look around, I will see the trees and creepers in the forest on the bank of Radhakund. I will be so overwhelmed that I will call their names with affection, and I will pay obeisances to each single one of them and embrace them. But then something special happens. I will actually see the lotus footprints of Radha and Krishna in the fine sand. Remember, he has entered the eternal Radhakund, and he sees in the fine sand the footprints of Radha and Krishna. This will overwhelm me a second time so strongly that I will immediately roll on the ground there. And then I will look up and see the Lord's wonderful form of eternal pleasure before me. Again, I will feel unlimited joy, and I will always stay from that day on near the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Then after writing this beautiful poem, completed his daily quota of japa, maybe 64 rounds, maybe more. And then he knew, now my final call has come. He took his pen and then he wrote the last line which he wrote in this life on the wall, and then departed. Those who came later and saw him, you know, that he had left his body, saw this last line and copied it. This is the line. Jiva jiva bilaka hoila saja radha govinda bhajan. Oh jiva soul, oh jiva soul, now you are going to leave this world. Pray to Radha Govinda. What a glorious passing of someone who had engaged his entire life in glorification of Krishna. Even at the moment of death, his consciousness remained fixed. He was not overwhelmed by fear or any type of disturbance. He completed his daily worship, wrote his last poem, and then left a message. Oh Jiva soul, you are now going to leave this world. Pray to Radha Govinda. I think we have no doubt that Bhakta Kavi Gopal Krishna returned to the eternal Braj. Thank you very much and see you very soon for the next Kartik inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.